Words to Meditate On, Part 2, Words from Jesus.
I ask for your trust, as a child would trust a parent, and a baby its mother. I want you to trust me that I know what is good for you. Even though it seems like everything is turning out all wrong, I don't want you to struggle or fight against it or harden your heart toward it. But I want you to know by faith that no matter what the outcome, or what you end up with or don't end up with, or how things work out, that you will say in the end, "The Lord is good, and He has done all things well." Life isn't about getting to the destination. It's about the journey. So don't think that you have to rush to get to the destination. The destination isn't important. The journey is the important part. What you take time for. What you learn and experience along the way. The journey is also where you find me. And where you learn about me. That's what life is about. And if you don't take the time to get to know me, then you will miss the meaning of the whole trip. So don't rush through life putting aside your time with me. Make the most of your journey by spending time with me, loving me, seeking me, and discovering me. Before you know it, you'll have arrived at your final stop, and I'll be there waiting for you. There is no beauty as striking as mine. No power as potent as mine, no feelings as stimulating as mine, no words as truthful as mine, no stability as sturdy as mine, no strength as reliable as mine, no protection as dependable as mine, no gifts as precious as mine, no love as enduring as mine. Thank you. There is no sacrifice that you can make, no matter how tough, no matter how it breaks your heart, no matter how many tears you cry, that I will not more than make up to you. Even before you make a sacrifice for me, I'm already planning a magnificent reward that will far outweigh it. Your sacrifices are costly gifts of your heart, and it is for you who make those costly sacrifices that the rarest gifts of the Spirit are reserved. My love for you cannot be measured, contained, explained, understood, compared, or seen. It must just be accepted for what it is, the purest, truest love you will ever know. Step outside of the box of the hubbub of your life for a few minutes and stand under the spotlight of my Spirit. Let my love, peace, mercy, patience, comfort, wisdom, renewal, and anointing shine down upon you. Then your spirit will be encased in an aura of my strength and power that will serve you well when you leave my temple of meditation to continue your service to me. I am not fear, I am peace. I am not worry, I am faith. I am not stress, I am trust. Thank you. don't just pray. Live and breathe prayer. Let it flow through you as naturally and automatically as your heart beats and your lungs breathe. I remember every single sacrifice you have ever made for me, for your loved ones, and for my service. Every single one. I remember them all, and one day I will remind you of them one by one and reward you accordingly. So never think for a moment that your sacrifices of love are unappreciated, just because you think no one on earth really noticed. I'm there watching you. My angels are keeping an accurate record, and human eye hath not seen the special and beautiful rewards I have in store for you, my precious bride. You've toiled so long and hard in the field of harvest. Your hands and feet ache, your body is weary, and you deserve some time of respite. Just relax your mind, body, and spirit. Let my love flow all over you like a soothing oil. Let peace and quiet overcome all the cares and worries of your work. Your service for me you will have always with you, so put it aside and take some time to love and appreciate me, and to simply relax and enjoy me and my creation. Sometimes the worry and stress of your work is like one of those big knots in your muscles you sometimes get in your back and shoulders. You feel tense and achy, and there's nothing better than having someone come along and massage it all away. This is what I want you to do now mentally and spiritually. Hold still, close your eyes, and let my love and spirit massage all the stress and pressure away slowly, one stroke at a time, as you hear my words of love to you. Thank you. When you cast your cares upon me, make sure that you're thorough, okay? It's easy to keep just a few cares for yourself, but you really have to make an effort not to let that happen. Give them all to me, all of them. Let me bear the weight, and you'll feel so light that you could float through the air like a small fluffy cloud without a care in the world. Doesn't it feel great to drink a nice cold glass of lemonade in the middle of a hot day of outdoor labor? It's so cool and refreshing and gives you energy to keep going. Sometimes that's what you need, a quick glass of cold resting in me in the middle of a day's work. If you start feeling the pressure, if you start to worry and fret, stop for a few minutes and receive my refreshing words of love and joy, and you will be renewed. Even if the life you're living now for me was all that you ever had, it would be a life well worth living, a life which pleases me. But there is more to come than this. All of what you are experiencing and doing is leading to something, building up to something that will amaze you and thrill you and make you glad for every moment that you obeyed. Every moment that you listened, every moment that you practiced, every moment that you yielded, and every moment that you gave me the best part of your life and heart. I love to restore your soul and lead you beside the green pastures and still waters. It can't be all rocky trails and uphill climbs, or you would get too tired and fall by the wayside. So if you feel that you're constantly in desert places or constantly having to forge ahead up the rocky paths, you can know that somewhere I have green pastures and still waters waiting for you, if you will come to me. If in your life and work I must have you travel the dry and dusty trails, then you can know that it is in spirit, in the quietness of the heavenly realm, that I will restore your soul in lands of beauty. You're doing it. You're running the race. You're running bravely and strongly for me. You've cast off the weights that beset you, and you're running fast and hard with your eyes fixed on me. There is sometimes sweat. There is sometimes pain. But nothing can dim the burning fire in your heart to reach the finish line for me. You really shine as you press forward for me. Keep going. Keep running. I'm with you, my love. I'm helping you. Keep running.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.